This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
It seems like barely a month goes by where there isn't some sort of Christian leadership scandal. It gets old as each time someone claiming to speak for Christ has allegations thrown their way and is found to, at the very minimum, not be living above reproach as a leader. So the tendency as Christians scramble to rescue reputation is to misconstrue some scriptures and abdicate personal responsibility in reflecting Christ. I'm sure you've heard it said before. Don't look at men or at me because I'll fail you. Look at Christ. Of course, that sounds all humble and noble, but is it biblical? Well, let's get back to the biblical question in a minute, but allow me to ask, is that even responsible? I mean, let's think about it. Doesn't it seem sort of wimpy, uncommitted, and hedging? I just don't think someone with that mindset should even be a leader. Leaders want to set an example and motivate people. They don't eschew it. That kind of thinking just turns me off in general. It's false humility, and it just sounds so unattractive. Now to the biblical. Is saying, don't look at me, look at Christ, biblical? Well, it kind of sounds like it might be. After all, John the Baptist clearly said that there is one greater than him and that Christ must increase and he must decrease. But he meant it in terms of fellowship and focus, not in terms of reputation and example. For some more applicable scriptures for the local church, we can look at what Paul wrote. Paul wrote to the Philippians, Corinthians, and Thessalonians and told them all that they should imitate him as he seeks to imitate Christ. See, Paul recognized his leadership role, and because he was abiding in Christ, Paul had no problem telling the church to imitate him because he was imitating Christ. Paul even told the Thessalonians that they knew what kind of men Paul, Timothy, and Silvanus were, and he had no problem owning their leadership and encouraging the Thessalonians to act just like they did. Why? Because as Paul later writes, they were then able to become examples all over the region of Macedonia. So the bottom line is that the only reason a leader might avoid recognition and invitation to follow their example is that they're not abiding in Christ. Personally, I would never follow, nor would I let my family follow, a spiritual leader who did not invite others to imitate their walk with Christ. And neither should you. Follow good leaders who seek Christ, like Paul, and then do the same for others, like the Thessalonians. It's a biblical model. If more church leaders took such a responsibility seriously, and if more Christians followed the right leaders, we'd have a lot less drama in the news.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.